Back now with Day to Day, a victory for Philip Morris, the nation's leading cigarette company. The Supreme Court will not revive a lawsuit against Philip Morris that accused the company of promoting light cigarettes as safer cigarettes. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon is with us now. And Bob, so this ruling effectively clears the tobacco company of marketing light cigarettes?
Well, it does improve the picture for the big cigarette makers, Madeline, but if you'll excuse the expression, it doesn't entirely clear the air here. First of all, some background about this case. It applies only to a trial court's judgment in the state of Illinois back in 2003. Philip Morris was ordered to pay $10 billion in a class action lawsuit. The company was accused of defrauding smokers into believing that light cigarettes were safer than regular ones. Actually, the lawsuit claimed the company knew from the time it first started selling these cigarettes back in 1971 that they were really no healthier than regular cigarettes, and in fact, that the light cigarettes had a more toxic form of tar. Well, the Illinois Supreme Court threw out the trial court's verdict. It ruled that even if the terms could be found false and misleading, that Philip Morris couldn't be held liable under state law because Federal Trade Commission policies allowed companies to call their cigarettes light and low tar. Now, there are several cases very much like the Illinois case that are still pending in other state and federal courts, and some analysts say that the tobacco companies probably would have preferred that the U.S. Supreme Court had gone ahead and made a formal ruling rather than just let this Illinois decision stand. The high court ruled today. It really didn't rule. It just said it wouldn't hear the case. And that was not actually a ruling on the merits, as they say in legal lingo.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there are still federal suits pending. What's the status of them?
Well, some analysts say that this might be marginally helpful. The tobacco industry is fighting other suits in state and federal court. There's a separate nationwide class action lawsuit on behalf of smokers that's currently pending in federal court in New York. That case accuses the tobacco companies of violating federal racketeering laws, but it also involves questions about the legal force of the FTC settlements that allowed these cigarette makers to use these light designations for their products.
So, Bob, what's the significance of today's win for Philip Morris? Is it possible that the original judgment against the company could have caused some big problems for it?
Yeah, this case and similar cases have been hanging over Philip Morris and the other tobacco companies, for that matter. In the case of Philip Morris, its parent company, Altria, has been hoping to split off its Kraft Foods unit, but it's been waiting because of the potential of all these costs. Now it might be able to go ahead. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into what some weak sales numbers for Walmart might tell us about the holiday shopping season ahead.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.